Well, Coach, it's been another wonderful basketball season for you, Coach. Wild coming off a great season last year. In fact, this program, boy, you got a nice, since the school's co-op, you got a nice five-year run going, don't you?
We absolutely do. Some really talented players have come through, and we've had some All-State guys, and maybe the best quality a lot of them shared is the winning was the most important thing, and we still have some guys that want to win. When you call the game on Monday night, you're going to, it's not a lot of names people are familiar with. We have, some guys that have stepped up kind of throughout the season and taken on some bigger roles, and they've just kind of been waiting for their turn to get on the floor because we had so many seniors last year and so many talented players. They are trying to make the most out of this one year of basketball they get.
So in some ways, are you maybe not surprised or maybe a little surprised that this bunch is where they're at right now, one win away from another trip to a state tournament?
I would be lying if I said I wasn't surprised. We had, I think this summer, with all the summer camps and games we played in June, I think our record was about 6-20. And we kind of scheduled, we always try to schedule up and play some tough teams, but, we were trying to mix in a couple guys with varsity experience with a lot of JV guys who weren't sure what the role was, what they were supposed to do, what they weren't. And I remember walking away from our last summer league game and just being glad it was over because I needed a break from it because, typically, it's got to be true for most teams. When things don't go well, it's easy to get down on each other and start barking at each other. And that was kind of the last taste in my mouth from June. But being able to practice every day for a couple weeks and kind of figure out what kids should do and shouldn't do, and then like piecing together the roles over the course of the season, these guys have, they've just started to figure out what it takes to win and what they need to do to help us win.
Well, I know, Coach, looking at your schedule from top to bottom, you had a little stretch there mid-December until, just after New Year's, where you played some tough teams, didn't win some of those games, but I'm sure learned a lot. But once you got going there later on in January and all of February, it's been pretty good basketball for you, hasn't it?
It has. And, you mentioned the tough stretch, and I look back at the scores and think to those games, and the nice thing is these guys really haven't been blown out in any games. I think the one game that got away from us was the Elgin game, was maybe 20 points, but we had one of the starters out sick and another guy got in foul trouble and barely played in the game. And when we have everybody there, we can compete with just about anybody. That's been pretty cool to see.
But you got a little payback. You got a little revenge on Elgin, Pope John, from the first meeting to this recent meeting, didn't you?
We jumped out to a really big lead, and we might have been up 16 or 18 in the second quarter. Fourth quarter, they came roaring back. They had, I think, maybe four straight possessions where they had hit a three-pointer or something, and they cut the lead down to two. And we didn't make free throws down the stretch, but we had a couple big defensive plays and stops and survived a last-second three-pointer that had a chance to go in but didn't. And here we are.
Looking at your personnel, Coach, Sage Frauendorfer, a quality senior, kind of leads the way, points, rebounds, but you've got some good other kids in there, 9-10 points a game. So pretty good balance, looks like, offensively.
Really balanced, and, Sage, I think, leads us in every statistical category, and I was just kind of taking a look at our co-op's maybe been around for 10 years, and I was just looking at our co-op leaderboard for this season in his career. His name's going to be at the top of a lot of different statistics. He's been a great player for us. You mentioned some of the other guys around 9 or 10. I think that would be an Easton Baumgart and Owen Kurtenbach and Randall Gronenthal. They've all had games where they've scored 20-plus. Tyson Herkenbach would be our other starter. He might only average 5 or 6, but he's kind of come on at the end of the season and a shooter, and he's just kind of figuring out that he can drive and get to the rim. And all those guys' games, they've come a long way from the start of the season.
Did everything turn out here as far as district finals like you thought after all the points and after all the games being played? Dundee County Stratton, were the Tigers on the radar the entire time?
No, I kind of, what was the game? The Layton-Bridgeport game. I was kind of comparing scores, and I had talked myself into thinking that Layton was going to win. I thought we'd get Layton, and I thought if we didn't get Layton, we were going to end up with a rematch of Howes Dodge. So I was pretty surprised to draw Freeland and Dundee County.
Speaking of DCS, you know Coach Freeland. You guys have known each other a long time. You've watched the Tigers on film. What's got to be done to pick up a big win and get back to another state tournament?
Yeah, that I think Freeland coached me in Bison Runs the Basketball when I was a freshman, and I got to spend my student teaching year down there, kind of staying with the girls' coach, Belky, and got to coach basketball with Freeland and just had a really fun time. A lot of really nice people there, but the scouting report is try to figure out a way to slow down this Kirchel. Gosh, I remember watching him at State a few years ago and watching Noah and thinking, oh my gosh, that guy's a stud. Now I watch his younger brother, and I'm not sure which one is better. This one, back to the basket, real big, top of their press, really good athlete. I thought I saw maybe Shadron State offered him in football or something a while ago. Just a tremendous athlete and plays hard, rebounds hard. He is a fantastic player, and my guess is if they beat us, he's probably going to end up a first-team All-Stater. So we need to do our best to keep a lid on him. The two Inglots are both really good players, really physical, really strong. Corbin Horner is a pretty darn good guard. I think he averages 4 assists a game and plays hard on defense. And boy, that little lad, I can't really complain because at one time I had like 6'5" freshman twins on my team, but I would love to have a freshman like that on my team because that guy can play.
So obviously you've got kids that can run the floor yourself. You've got some size to match up with Dundee on the inside with Jackson.
We have, Sage Frondoffer is maybe 6'2". I got a Kurtenbach about 6'3". We bring a 5'10" bodybuilder off the bench, a big muscly guy that is probably going to tangle with Jackson a little bit too. He will be the tallest guy on the floor, but hopefully we can, like I said, find a way to just slow him down and make him work to get his points.